Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, Blue Lives Matter here, and the hospital and ER room matters workers, as well as the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for everything you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was started, formed, and created under those words, under God. Judeo-Christian beliefs is how we got this country of ours, the great United States of America, started. Well, Kyle, I was thinking during the break, and you and I talked a little bit, and somebody had brought up earlier, said, well, how do you think you got this thing to begin with? Well, I think I know, and I think it's really pretty stupid how I got it. I ordered a pair of shoes, Kyle, a special pair of shoes for my feet because it had special stuff in them and all that stuff. And I thought it'd be a great deal if I bought a pair of shoes that would make my feet more comfortable, right?
Sure.
Well, lo and behold, and unknown to me, I had to wait a while to get them. And I called up the company and I said to them, I said, how long is it going to take to get these? It's been a couple of weeks and I thought it'd be here in 7 to 10 days. And they said, well, they're coming from China. I don't know if that isn't how I came in contact with all this to begin with, by ordering something that actually literally came from China, a pair of shoes, which, by the way, I've since thrown out.
Right, right.
but I wonder if that's not how, back in late September of last year, how I came down with all this.
Well, again, you know, we understand that doctors have gone back through some of their, their past cases that were labeled just like your case initially was.
Yeah.
A mystery
virus. Acute virus is what they diagnosed me as, acute virus infection.
Exactly, exactly. So, and again, so you wonder, were people traveling out of Wuhan or other parts of China? That
I wasn't traveling anywhere.
Well, exactly.
And so, I don't even know where the shoes came from, by the way, but they did come from China. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. So again, there has been speculation that, you know, some of these of materials that come out could have maybe been able to carry the virus itself. So that might be one explanation for it. But it certainly is, again, very, very significant that even that early on, before it was generally known or even suspected that the virus was in the United States, that you came down with this exact virus.
Now, what's even more amazing is, do you know where I saw the ad for these and where I bought them?
Where's that?
The American Legion magazine.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So, be careful what you wish for and do the research. All right, now, if you want to call in, folks, and venture your opinion, well wishes to the president, the first lady, Hope Hicks, her family, and all the different people that may be involved in this, you can call us at 877-969-8600. But, again, the president we know has traveled to Ohio, to Minnesota, to New Jersey, come into contact with a bunch of people. Hope Hicks has been with him on those trips. She's the one that apparently not only tested positive, but is now showing some active symptoms, which it takes about 4 to 6 days for that to happen normally, and it is happening already. So she may have had this sooner than the test, you think?
Yeah, very possible, very possible. And, yeah, the people all around the president are tested constantly. So this is really something that this would manifest so very quickly, and then within just a few hours of the announcement that the president and first lady were going to quarantine as a precautionary measure, that they have also now tested positive. But I think it's important to emphasize just what you were saying earlier, Captain, and that is there will be follow-up tests on this, and that will be confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true, because they take the initial one and they go with it, and then there's a sequel that comes up to that that's even more thorough, and then they'll obviously go from there, and it is exactly what it is. Now, multiple White House staffers have tested positive for the virus over the course of this pandemic. Some names that you might remember: Katie Miller, Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, and one of President's personal valets, as well as Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's dating Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., tested positive in South Dakota before an Independence Day rally that they had up there. It was a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember, yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that everybody got over it. Now, let me go over here real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Dan the Man.
All right, well, you're going to get caught up in a break, but I'll hold you over, but go ahead.
Since you're telling war stories, I had the virus December 17th at 2 in the morning. That's when I showed signs.
Did you know it?
No, nobody really knew it. It wasn't until March, until I had to go in for my regular physical.
All right, hold that thought. We're gonna come back, and I'm going to let you continue your story. That's Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. And, of course, he's a professor emeritus of politics up there at the college that he's at. And he'll tell us what it is because I forgot. But, Kyle, you hold on, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I want to thank everybody that showed up in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farms yesterday. We had a great time, great crowd, biggest crowd they've had yet for one of our Have Lunches down there with the Captain. And you can do it, too, next month. First Thursday of the month is when we're down there. And I'm going to give them a bonus this month, too. I'll let you know about that a little bit later. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. And you know there's gold waiting in your windshield. Just give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Now, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in the state of Florida. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and $100 cash back when you mention me, the Captain. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. You'll get that $100 put right in your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. Now, I know Hope Hicks, and she's the one that kind of brought all this on with the president, the first lady, and whatnot. She's starting to show signs of the COVID-19 right now. But I met her way back when President Trump first announced his candidacy. She was the original Florida director for the campaign and ran all the communications down here before Joe Gruters took over as the election co-chairman. And she's the one that got me the interview with President Trump. Remember the interview I did with President Trump?
I remember. Absolutely.
He was a candidate, and I had him calling in, and I had one other interview with him that he remembered. And, again, she was the one that got it because she went on to become the White House communications director until she got into all kinds of, I don't know what, stuff. But, anyway, let's go back to Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. And he was telling us his personal experience here. So, Dan the Man, you had this and didn't know it just like I did.
Right. I got it. I can tell you the exact spot. I can tell you the time. It was December 17th, 2 a.m. in the morning. We have what's known as a supercomputer. We were doing some stuff to that. School's basically out for the holidays, but you still get a couple of grad students in there. And I'm walking through the kind of like the lunch break room, and I told everybody goodbye. And as I'm saying goodbye, I had the worst headache in the world. I never had. It came out of nowhere. My whole head hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes, I felt like if I moved my eyes, they would snap, crackle, and pop. I had a hard time getting home. It was hard to focus just because of this headache. I got home. I took my temperature. It was 101.23. I can't remember. It was 101 point something. And I took some aspirin. I drank some orange juice, and I went to bed. You know, you had to. When I woke up the next morning, my bed was wet because I broke my fever in the middle of the night.
Sure.
And anyway, I got up that morning, and actually I felt pretty decent. But from December 17th to March 6th, I had the worst hack in the world. If you're up walking around, you couldn't tell it. It's when you sat down or when you went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to bed, it was really bad because you would hack for an hour before it would stop. But I had a big old beach towel that I would take to bed with because all you do is spit that stuff up all night. I know it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to the doctor a week after I got it. So it was Christmas Eve. I went to the doctor that morning, and he says, man, you got one heck of an upper respiratory infection.
Yeah.
So he gave me some antibiotics, and they did nothing. So a week later, I went back to these things haven't worked, and he goes, well, there's this other one. He gave me some other antibiotics. They didn't do anything. So I thought after that, I'm just going to tough this out. So I went down right before I went to Alabama. So, the day I went to the doctor for the last time, the day before we left for Alabama for spring break, and he goes, you got the virus. You got the antibodies for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they knew it. They just closed Indiana down, and he goes, you're pretty much immune to it. You can't spread it now. I said, this is the first day since December 17th that I had felt normal, completely normal. Slept well last night, no problem. You know, I called my parents down south, and we went down there. The day I got there, the TV news in Mobile said nobody in Alabama's had this virus yet. The day I left, 11 people in Birmingham showed signs of it. So they were joking around with me. Well, you brought it down with. But, you know, we were walking through January. No one could even see what was going to happen a month later with the shutdown. You know, my kids all came from Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina from school. And they went back with me because all those schools, they closed for the rest of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of my story. It just stuck with me. I was wondering in February, am I ever going to get over this stuff? And finally, you know, you tough it out. It does go away. But as far as the president goes, he's on hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
At least that's what he's telling us. So I would think that alone, for him anyway, would be enough of a barrier.
Yeah.
But, I don't have any problems. But when it puts its claws into you, it's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, my doctor told me the flu shot and the pneumonia shot that I got about 2 weeks before that probably saved me a lot more grief because I was over it in less than a week.
Yeah, I just, I'm glad when I went down to see my parents that I didn't have it then because my dad has high blood pressure and diabetes and a bunch of other stuff. But, but we had a sizable Chinese delegation come in the early part of December. And that's basically the only thing I can think of.
All right. Well,
but, you know,
I want to give you an opportunity to say whatever you want to say, and then I'm going to let you go because I got other callers that are starting to call in here.
Oh, I was just going to say that when you're rubbing shoulders with 40,000 students, you don't know where you got it.
Yeah. Well, I think I know where I got it because the only thing I did that was different was I ordered a pair of shoes. It came in from China, and I believe that's how I got it right about the same time here.
Yeah. Well, okay, Captain, you have a good evening.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Yeah, and thank you, and we appreciate it, and you're welcome anytime. Okay, that's Dan, the man up in Lafayette, Indiana. And by the way, Kyle, I had a surprise call that I wasn't able to take because I didn't know I was getting a call. It was from Miss Rosemary.
Wow, that's great.
She said her prayer warriors are on the job.
That is amazing. That's really good to know.
Yeah, she called me on my cell phone. I don't know if she doesn't remember the the line for the station or whatever, but she called me on my cell phone and let me know that they were on the job and working.
Well, that, again, really good to know. Miss Rosemary is the prayer warrior.
Absolutely.
And she is a real inspiration to so many of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're so glad to hear from her because she's, you know, she's been under the weather, so to speak, but getting much, much better as after she had her stroke back last Christmas, I believe it was.
That's right, yeah. So we've been praying for Miss Rosemary, absolutely.
Oh, everybody has.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, in keeping moving along here with what's going on here, and I got about a minute and a half before I go to break, there are a few other things going on. We said that the president is going to oppose any changes to the debate rules. Joy Behar pushed Biden to skip the remaining debates, and Chris Wallace came up and spoke in his defense and actually gave an interview saying that cutting the debate mics would not be fair to the candidates, so he's against that. But, I mean, what a can of worms this first debate opened up.
Well, it really did. And obviously the news, the breaking news tonight will have impacts, obviously, on,
sure,
on not only the debates in and of themselves, but really what the state of affairs was in the race just a little while ago and now has been changed to what degree we'll see. But here's the thing. The reason why I think Joy Behar and Nancy Pelosi and others were trying to get Joe Biden to now skip or boycott the debates or however they want to phrase it is because they know that they did not want their guy to go up again and just go through that being pummeled like he was, figuratively, of course, on the debate stage. And so this is, again, because they know that they're not doing as well as they thought or as it's being reported, and they know that President Trump was able essentially to just expose Joe Biden as being a very weak candidate.
Well, I just hope that the Biden-Harris campaign put out a statement of some sort, a polite, respectful statement, and remind all these different people, their supporters, the radicals and the others that are all over the Internet, Twitter and Facebook, just putting out rotten, disgusting stuff.
It is deplorable and distasteful and horrible. And again, but it really does show, Captain, people show their true colors at a time like this, and America is watching,
yeah.
And it will have an impact on this race. You'll see.
I know. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And good morning, everybody. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fast-growing glass fire in California has burned more than 56,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties, forcing the evacuation of at least 68,000 people. Wind activity picked up throughout the afternoon. CAL FIRE crews have seen an increase in fire activity throughout many portions of the incident. With wind switching and now coming from the north, the greatest area of concern in Sonoma County is near the Chione Annandale State Park. Fire crews are closely watching the fire in that area to keep it from spreading into Kenwood and Glen Ellen. New evacuation orders were issued for Napa County. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Thursday. The Dow was up by 35 points, settling at 27,817. The Nasdaq was higher by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 up by nearly 18. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And Wayne Allyn Root had himself a big old Trump rally last week, and he had a 20-mile-long convoy going through Las Vegas that went back and stopped in front of the governor's office here in Las Vegas, and they did a big rally right there. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, you know, I know millions of people are in pain. I know they are. And it could be from exercise. It could be from getting older. It could be from pre-existing conditions, whatever. But my buddies, Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son team over at Relief Factor, they're on a mission. You see, they rarely get this kind of focus or commitment, and seriously, they shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And the way you do that is to try the 3-week quick start, which only costs $19.95. Now, I take this religiously a couple times a day. First of all, there's no narcotics in it at all. It's all natural. It does good things for you. And if you don't need to take it, you just don't take it. You wait till the next time you have aches and pains and all that, or swelling, because it takes care of all of that. Now, it's got in it, which is products that are items that certainly are good for you. It's got in it the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, 100% drug-free, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you'll have, too. Certainly does for me. So here's what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or you give them a call at 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get an opportunity to get the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And if you call them, you got to tell them the captain sent you. If not, you're going to get soaked full retail price. So, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Try it. What do you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, we've got a caller on the line, so let me go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sam in Clearwater.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering when I found out the news, you know, they're saying it's going so close to the election and everything, it personally doesn't change my vote, and the president gets better and comes out of it and everything. I don't know. Are they going to have any more debates? Do you think this will kill his chances at reelection?
Okay, we'll answer that, and it's a great question, so thank you very much. First of all, Kyle, I don't think this is going to hurt the president's chance of reelection at all. I think it's going to make it stronger because the president will come out of this. And when he comes out, he's going to come out as not only a strong president and a strong victor, but to put it in your words, can I do that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, please.
To put it in your words, which you told me earlier, which were really dynamic, is that the situation we have here is, I'm trying to find the exact words you told me here. Let's see here. Well, what? I can't find it now. You remember what you told me?
Yeah, I do. We were, of course, before the program, and basically that everything has changed now.
Yeah.
It's a whole new ball game. But really, Captain, I think that President Trump is strong. You know, he's robust. But he's not only going to become the symbol of fighting coronavirus, but he's also, I think, going to be a symbol of living and basically
sure.
not fearing the future and continuing to press on.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump does.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The mainstream media, in some cases, the headlines are abhorrent. And there's a new word for you. They're just absolutely disgusting the way they're putting this out there. Matter of fact, I just saw one headline. I won't tell you where I saw it, but the headline said, President Trump gets some of his own medicine. Who the hell puts that out there?
Well, it shows in these times like this is where you see the true colors of individuals how they react to these kinds of things. Again, there has to be a humanity to all of this. I think, and again, as I said before, America is watching.
Yeah.
The voters are watching.
Yeah. Yep. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to get into some statistics here. This initial test is only 70% accurate, but there'll be another second, more thorough test that will be given. That will take a while to get the results back. We may know them later in the day. We may not. We may not know them for a day or two, but that will tell us whether or not he's actually positive. Because if you remember right, the governor of Ohio back months ago when the president was coming to Ohio to hold some sort of rally and the governor was going to be there and all that stuff, he was unable to attend because he tested positive. Well, the very next day, he tested again with a more thorough test, the one I'm talking about, and he tested negative. And then he tested again the same way, and he was a negative again. So he had a positive and two negatives, and they'll do the same thing with his president and his wife.
Well, of course they will. And also, Captain, I think it's very important to note that the president and the first lady, of course, have been completely transparent. They have informed the American people
yep.
virtually immediately after this test was known.
Yep.
The results were known of this initial test.
Yep.
And so they have been absolutely forthcoming with the American people.
And 96.4% is the survival rate for people over the age of 70 that come down with the coronavirus or COVID-19. Now, that's only raised if they have some other contributing factors to it, respiratory problems or heart problems, that sort of thing, which add to the mix. But other than that, that's the number I just told you. And by the way, your immune system, the stronger it is, the better off you are. If you've been taking a good regimen of vitamins like B12 and C and D plus zinc, or some other supplements in there like I have, then that will definitely raise your immunity levels. And again, I believe the president will be just fine. And he doesn't necessarily going to be quarantined for 2 weeks either. It could be once he has a series of negative tests, he'll be back out again.
Yeah, that is very, very, very true. You know, Captain, we're also following some reactions to this tonight, not only from people, but from, for example, from China, exactly. We've also got this from Fox Business. Stock futures plunge after President Trump confirms he has coronavirus, is tested positive. U.S. equity futures plunged more than 1.6%. They came off their lows down to 1.1% at about 3 a.m. Eastern time. And also something that we follow fairly regularly here on the program, Captain, oil fell more than 3% on Friday
yes.
after this news as well.
Yeah, futures are at $44 a barrel, but the West Texas crude went down to $38.72, and the wholesale price of gasoline dropped 10 cents a gallon after they just jacked it up again, another 20 cents a gallon at the pump retail, which I'm telling you, they're price gouging because the price of oil didn't go up that high.
Right, exactly.
Golly.
Right.
And retail price of gasoline went up 5 cents, and they got to raise it 20?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
I know. No,
and now it's down 10 cents.
Exactly. So, but in the aftermath of this kind of an announcement, there's going to be a little fluctuation. And that's because the markets don't like any kind of uncertainty.
Well, yeah. I know that. The markets don't like any kind of uncertainty. But, folks, we are one American family. Think about that for a minute. We're not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we're not independents. We are Americans, and we are an American family. And if you want to be part of our family, then you need to act like it. And the time now to be respectful is there for everybody. And these comments, some of these comments, some of you folks, maybe even some of you listening to this program that are making out there, the negative comments on Twitter and Facebook, you need to get over this and stop this stuff. Because this is the time for us to come together, pray for our president, our first lady, our vice president, all the leaders of the country. Remember, this isn't just the president, the vice president, the first lady, Hope Hicks, and her family. It's not just them. It's everybody they've come in contact with. Right?
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. So they're going to be going back over, as we were mentioning earlier, states like Ohio, Michigan, New Jersey, wherever the president and first lady have been, and also, of course, wherever Hope Hicks has traveled to. Presumably, she's been traveling with the president on regularly here, so those locations are going to be pretty much the same locations.
Yeah, and again, we will keep you up to date with as much of the breaking information that we can. It's going very fast and very furious, pardon the pun. We've got all kinds of doctors and things that are currently reciting on what's going on. We'll get into some of that in a little bit. Denise Simon is doing a bunch of research. I just got a message from her, so she'll be coming on here in just a couple minutes, about 5 minutes or thereabouts, with her information that she's got, and she's got a little different slant to some of this probably. But, you know, I think the president will do just fine because even the president testing positive for coronavirus is certainly a lot healthier than Joe Biden with what I've seen lately.
Well, yeah, I think between the two men, he seems to be the more robust.
Because I think if Joe Biden came down with something like this, it'd probably kill him.
Well, hopefully
just
not.
By what I've seen.
Yeah, but because he has other factors, I think.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is a Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's our friend, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this Truckers Highway and Byway report brought to you, as always, by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talking about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club, too, and take advantage of all the points and everything else you can get. Alrighty, we're going to rock again. Here we go. yeah, AC/DC. By the way, there was some great news yesterday about AC/DC. Hey, Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
They are putting together, they're coming together again. They're going to get the group together. They're going to do another album, and they might be out on tour. How about them apples?
Well, I would look forward to that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it. But then again, you know, it is what it is. Guys get bored and they want to go do it again. Alrighty, well, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to go right to the weather statement and then we'll get to Kyle. Hot and dry conditions will continue through Friday across portions of California, resulting in critical fire weather conditions. Poor air quality will also persist over the West Coast and plains due to the wildfire smoke. Now, elsewhere, much of the Midwest and Eastern U.S. is going to experience really cool, cold temperatures, the coldest of the season so far. Now, heavy rainfall will result in some flooding and some flooding concerns in South Florida. We do have a system down there that's in the Yucatan area of the southern northwestern Caribbean, but it's moving right now. There's another system chasing it. We'll get into all that, but Kyle, you take it away real quick here.
Thank you, Captain. Well, we're going to start in Oregon tonight. This is going to be in the Portland, also in the Salem and Eugene areas. They will have what's called an air stagnation advisory. This is a strong inversion that's over the region, and that is going to limit the mixing of the air mass there. And they also will have areas of patchy smoke. This is going to be near where those different fires are burning. As you mentioned, all along the West Coast, we have some air quality, also some fire weather and heat issues, especially in Southern California, triple digits here in Southern California in the Southwest. We have 103 in Phoenix forecast, but the other air quality alert we need to tell everybody about, Captain, I-25 corridor in the Denver-Fort Collins area, still smoke and air quality problems from those wildfires extending into southern Wyoming through Cheyenne and Laramie tonight.
Now, we've got freeze and hard freeze warnings, frost advisories, rather, and hard freeze warnings starting in the northern part of Kansas, the northeastern corner of Colorado, about half to two-thirds of Nebraska, South Dakota, about half of South Dakota, the eastern third of North Dakota, western part of Minnesota, southern Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities, over into the lower half of Wisconsin, northern part of Illinois, most of Iowa, the northern part of Michigan, and down towards the central part of Michigan. Frost and hard freeze advisories. The further north you go, the colder it's going to be. So you guys and gals out there with the big rigs, make sure you get your fuel right before you get up there in those parts of the country. Now, in the meantime, down along the Gulf, we have got right now some severe marine warnings from the New Orleans area all the way over to the Pensacola, Florida area. We've got high waves and ripped currents in there. We've got a lot of rain. A lot of storms have come in through there. But down in the southwestern corner of the Gulf, we've got a depression that's been looming that might move into the Gulf a little further. But chasing it is another storm. Looks like it's going to overtake it, and the two are going to combine. That's what it looks like to me right now.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so again, it's not over yet for possible larger storms, even a hurricane.
Now, depending on what happens there, folks, that could be Tropical Storm Gamma. The two could combine together, become Tropical Storm Gamma. And it looks like as if right now it's just going to sit down there in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico. And where it goes from there, I don't really know.
Yeah, we don't have an accurate track on that at this point because it has, as you said, it has been sitting there right off the Yucatan, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just developing and building up all that rain. It's going to rain, and it's going to rain some more and rain some more. This probably won't be a wind event. It'll be another big rain event, and I certainly hope it doesn't come up towards Texas or Louisiana. They just can't take it. But anyway, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you in a weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Now, we go from Kyle to Denise Simon. You've been watching what's been going on. The big, huge news last night, about an hour before I came on the air, was the president and the first lady tested positive for COVID-19. They're going to enter quarantine immediately. I should point out to the audience, as I have been all night, the initial test is only 70% accurate. They will be given a more thorough test today if they haven't already. And then those results will come back. And if you remember the governor of Ohio, he had a positive test to begin with, and then the next two were negative after that. So we'll see what happens.
Precisely. And this came just after the news broke that Hope Hicks, one of the aides, had tested positive. So you can be sure that there's some contact tracing that's going on right now as well to determine if it was, you know, before or after the Minnesota trip.
Yeah, well, she was with him in Ohio, Minnesota, and even New Jersey.
Correct. So now she's been feeling fine up until I think yesterday she started feeling a little bit sideways. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason that she was given the test, and then immediately everybody that was on the plane was also, the last plane trip was also given the test. So we'll see where that necessarily goes. I think there was some, Jim Jordan, I think, was on the plane. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else was on there.
A couple of senators, I remember that.
Yeah, I did not see that there were senators that were on it. I was trying to get the...
I believe Kevin McCarthy was on it, too.
I
think he showed up at one of those rallies.
Well, he may have shown up. The question is who was on the plane?
Okay.
I think that's the distinction. Anyway, so you know that they'll be doing some interesting, you know, looking at some other tests, you know, for administration. And then, you know, whatever prophylactic work that they have done that's proved to be effective.
Right.
That will be part of that. But, yeah, I think Kimberly Guilfoyle was on there, Bill Stapien.
Yep.
Jason Miller, Dan Scavino, Jim Jordan, the Kushners, Alan Marie Johnson was also on the plane.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back right after this break, top of the hour news break, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be with me. We will talk more about this, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.